The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined in studio by Deanne Hopfa. She's the Business Development Manager for Barnes & Noble here in Fargo, and Marie Offit, the Communications Manager for Prairie Public, because, Marie, this is sort of a joint effort that we're going to talk about today. Free books for kids, right?
Free books for kids, yes. We're partnering with Barnes & Noble. They're hosting a book fair for us so that we can accumulate books to give away to children at our Share a Story events. The next event is on Saturday, June 9th at Roe Farm in Fargo. But Prairie Public does host Share a Story events across the state.
All right. And so this opportunity for the free books for children is actually in front of the Share a Story event.
Yes.
It starts May 19th, and there's an online presence as well, too. Deanne, explain how this is going to work.
So the way Barnes & Noble book fairs work is local schools and nonprofit organizations that support literacy among our children can set up a book fair with us at the store. They pick a certain day. In this case, it is Saturday, May 19th, this coming Saturday. And you invite all of your supporters to come into the store and shop in support of your what you're raising money for. So it's a fundraiser. And what you do is you invite your people in to come. Any purchase, even a simple cup of coffee from our cafe, you tell your cashier, hey, I'm with the book fair, and then a portion of your sale will be contributed back to Share a Story.
And Barnes & Noble has stores in Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot, so all three of these stores across the state will be involved in this book fair effort to raise money for Share a Story on Saturday, June 9th.
Exactly.
So there's another option here as well,
yes.
Isn't there?
If you can't come into the store, you can shop online May 19th through the 24th and use a special promo code 123-18994. And if you don't have a pen to write that down, you can go to prairiepublic.org and we have that promo code listed there also.
And we'll put it on our Main Street and Facebook page as well.
Okay,
so
good.
It's a number you need to use online. Let's talk about how this relationship got going. Barnes & Noble, Prairie Public, raising money to give free books to kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Prairie Public has partnered with United Way of Cass Clay and Fargo Parks to host the Share a Story event here in Fargo for 15 years now, and the event is all free. And like I said, that event is on June 9th at Roe Farm from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's all free. Daniel Tiger will be there.
Uh-huh.
I know kids really love Daniel Tiger. We'll have the Poco Fuego Steel Drum Band and Buffalo River Dancers and Fargo Firefighters Knockdown House and the Red River Zoo and face painting and all sorts of fun. Lunch and snacks are provided, free, of course, and every child gets to take home a free book. Well, how do we pay for all those books? We partner with Barnes & Noble, and they help us raise the money to buy those books that we can give away to children. The whole point is family literacy. And because Barnes & Noble and Prairie Public have similar missions, it just seems like a natural partnership.
It's useful, I assume, Deanne, that to encourage kids to read books if you're selling books.
Absolutely. These are our future customers.
And, of course, the Share a Story event June 9th in Fargo at Roe Farm mm-hmm. is preceded again by this event Saturday, May 19th in those Barnes & Nobles in Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. And there will be a story time there as well, correct?
Yes. And in Fargo, Prairie Public's own radio director, Bill Thomas. You hear him on the radio all the time here.
I see him every day.
He's going to be the storyteller. That starts at 11 o'clock this Saturday at the Barnes & Noble in Fargo. And he's going to read, and he's also going to do some musical storytelling. So if you've never heard Bill Thomas perform, you might want to come because he's very talented and very entertaining.
Yes, and I hope his ears are burning right now. Let's talk a bit about this education mission of our outfit here, Prairie Public. Mm-hmm. We've got a division here at Prairie Public that's devoted to that. And Deanne, you used to work in that area.
I did.
And so now you're working sort of in that area, if you will, for Barnes & Noble. But let's talk about how this works in our facility.
I actually work in the communications department, and we do a certain amount of outreach. We like to get out into the community and talk about what Prairie Public offers to our communities. We go to, the Midwest Kid Fest, and we have these Share a Story events all across the state, and we participate in parades, things like that. But we also have an education department that is specifically devoted to connecting with child care providers, caregivers, and teachers. They offer a lot of professional development. In fact, I think they're at a professional development conference today, and they show teachers and caregivers how to use PBS resources in the classroom, how to use Sesame Street, for instance. You know, you watch it on television, but then you turn off the television and you can use the resources that are offered online to everybody, really, to drive home those lessons. We call it view, learn, and do. You view it, you learn something, and then you do something.
Well, our television service offers several programming streams now that we're in the digital 21st century, I guess. But the primary one during the daytime is actually devoted to kids.
Yes, yes, all children's programs. And then our fourth multicast channel is PBS Kids programs 24 hours a day. And a lot of parents have told us they appreciate that. They appreciate being able to sit down at the 7 o'clock hour after dinner and watch PBS Kids with their children.
Deanne, I've got a 4-year-old grandson, just about 4 at any rate, and he loves books. What is it about kids and books, and how does Barnes & Noble position itself, I guess, to provide that kind of literary service to that age group?
Well, in addition to partnering with organizations such as Prairie Public and the Share a Story Mission, we also, every Saturday at 11 a.m., every Barnes & Noble in the nation hosts a story time.
So story time with Bill Thomas is not just some strange coincidence.
Correct, correct. Every week, every Saturday, we do have the story times where it's a free and open to the public event where you can bring your kiddos in and we read a fun story or two, and then we have some sort of activity again to sort of reinforce that learning and the joy of reading. And in the Fargo store, we also have Wednesday morning story time. So each store will have their own schedules, but every store, every Barnes & Noble in the country at 11 a.m. on Saturdays will have a story time.
Well, take in a story this Saturday, please, and take advantage of the free books for children offered by Barnes & Noble by shopping at Barnes & Noble in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot for those books for kids. A portion of your sale will be donated to the Prairie Public Share a Story events across the state. And, of course, we've been talking about the one coming up June 9th in Fargo. If you want to go online, you can do that from May 19th through the 24th and use a promo code, and it will be available online, and you can find it right at our prairiepublic.org website homepage as well. Thank you very much for being with us. Deanne Hofhoog with Business Development Management at Barnes & Noble. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Marie Offit, Communications Manager at Prairie Public. A pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Doug.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.